Across the country, nearly 95,000 people are waiting for a kidney transplant, and that list has been growing for years. As Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, this has pushed some people to try unusual ways to find donors.
Larry Burkholder is 72 and has chronic kidney disease. The Iowa man was put on the list for a new kidney last March, but was told the average wait is a long one.
Well, they say usually it's typically 3.5 years or so. 3.5 to 5, I think.
Burkholder turned to Facebook to see if he could find someone to donate a kidney, but no one stepped up.
Well, a lot of support and prayers, but not a whole lot. Nobody really said, wow, I'll give one, you know.
Then Burkholder had another idea. He put a big custom vinyl sticker on the back window of his blue Hyundai Sonata.
It says, Larry needs a kidney! Exclamation mark. Any blood type, and then my phone number.
Stickers are also on the cars of his wife, daughter, and a friend. Burkholder says so far he's gotten a few calls, but none has worked out.
One person wanted me to violate a federal law and wanted to know how much money I'd give him for a kidney because they were in financial trouble. I told him that's a federal law. Can't do that. So
nationally, about 80% in line for an organ transplant are waiting for a kidney. Alan Reed is the director of the transplant program at the University of Iowa. He says an increasing number of people have medical conditions that cause kidney failure.
And so the largest percentage of people being added to the list have diabetes and high blood pressure.
As baby boomers age, more older patients are being added to the list. And he says all these factors have created a simple problem of supply and demand. More than 3,800 people died last year waiting for a kidney, including 18 in Iowa, where Larry Burkholder lives.
We're not growing the available kidneys to transplant as quickly as there is a need.
The number of kidneys from deceased donors has rapidly increased in the past few years, due in part to the opioid epidemic. But the number of living donors has remained flat for years, and there still aren't enough kidneys to meet the growing demand overall. Reed says to get a kidney faster, he encourages his patients to reach out to their community. Still, there aren't many incentives for donors.
They may have to be out of work for a period of time. They may have to travel and need food and lodging. There's actually ways you can get compensated for that, but they don't necessarily get compensated for all the risk that they take.
Reed says he'd like to change that because there are economic and medical benefits for patients to have a living donor.
That kidney will work better, will work faster, will get you out of the hospital sooner, and will cost society substantially less. You may not have to go on dialysis, you may not need dialysis access, and will last you longer than any deceased donor kidney that you can get.
Des Moines resident Sandy Feierstein looked for a donor on Facebook because she has a rare blood type.
With my blood type, they told me it could be 3 to 5 years, which also means I could eventually go on dialysis to try to save my life before a kidney becomes available.
The 62-year-old has Buerger's disease, which keeps her kidneys from filtering blood properly. She was put on the list last April. Feierstein's Facebook post was shared more than 90 times. It caught the eye of Lynn Susick, who lives in a Des Moines suburb. She volunteered, saying she's always wanted to donate.
I just think that we should give back however we can. So to me, whether it was someone I knew or someone I don't know, Sandy, even though I've never met her, she's just as important to me.
Susick, who is 59, says she's not worried about living with only one kidney.
I have researched it, and there's no discernible difference for people that in terms of lifespan if you have one kidney or two.
Susick also says missing weeks of work during recovery isn't an issue.
I'm very lucky that I am retired and don't need to worry about that.
Sandy Feierstein's wait isn't over. Susick still needs to complete testing to see if she's a match before she can donate. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.